Three assembly members are traveling to Alaska's capital city this month. Mayor Mark Jensen, Vice Mayor Cindy Lagadakis, and Assemblyman Bob Lynn. At the meeting, the assembly came up with seven issues for them to bring up during their trip. Local harbors, land selection, Petersburg Cake Access Road funding allocation, KFSK funding, support for the ferry system, community's jail contract funding, and the condition of medical facilities in the region. The borough has been anticipating a potential reduction in state funding for jail operations. Chief of Police Kelly Swihart told the assembly that operating money was still up in the air.
We're hearing some positive inklings, but it's still very much up in the air. I know the Chiefs of Police Association is getting ready to draft a letter with some funding suggestions, and they're gathering all the information from across the state to put that letter together, so any support we can get there would be appreciated.
The Assembly has been keeping its eyes on $37 million in state money for the Cake Access Road project. After 4 years, the project is still in the planning phase. If that money should get reappropriated, Petersburg would like to keep some of it close to home. Assemblyman Kurt Wohlhuter.
We have two harbor projects, the Papke's Landing Dock and the Kuprinoff Dock, that need to be completely overhauled at the tune of about $1.2 million apiece. So $2.5 million towards those.
The state has expressed interest in transferring those two state-owned facilities and another remote one to Petersburg. The Assembly knows the probability of getting capital projects funded is not likely with the state's budget situation. But Wohlhuter was hopeful that if the Cake Road money was reconsidered by the state, that some could also go to the borough's number one priority, renovating the police station and municipal building.
If this municipal building falls into the criteria of energy savings or energy cost savings, if we could get $3 million for that, I'd like to have a resolution that says that we do have a plan for, you know, $5.5 million if it's going to disappear from our district to go someplace else.
Assemblywoman Cindy Lagadakis spoke on two regional issues of concern: cuts to the ferry system and the inadequate medical facilities in the region.
How we are going to address that and fund that, especially in view of reduced transportation options out of our community in the upcoming years.
As for KFSK, the state is proposing a 27% budget cut for the next fiscal year. That follows a cut of 18% last year. Besides addressing it on the Juneau trip, the Assembly also unanimously passed a resolution that asks the legislature to consider less severe cuts to the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.